You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices. I'm here with Bob Eyde from Fox 56.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. We're going to talk about football, which is going to be your life for the next couple months.
It is. It's already my life. We have four live games in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Wilkes and Kings last night, high school, and then Lackawanna College. We'll talk about that next week. So, yeah, we're a little busy, but it's that time of year.
Quickly, folks, we're going to have a special guest today from the WVIA newsroom who is not talking about football. But before we come to Saracinto, Bob, let's talk about some hometown boys made good, including Gavin Bartholomew.
Yeah, some big news for our NFL guys out there. And you mentioned Bartholomew out of Blue Mountain he was out of.
Right.
He played at Pitt, was injured last year. He made the 53-man roster for the Minnesota Vikings. So that's kind of cool.
Right.
And then our other two guys, practice squad guy, C.J. Dupree, was released from New England.
Okay.
Former Lakeland standout, went to Alabama. He was picked up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers practice squad.
Okay.
And then we've been talking about Dom DeLuca out of Wyoming area and Penn State. We heard from Dom a few weeks ago. And we said, kind of long shot, maybe, but he didn't make the practice squad. You know what? Anyone gets injured in any of these times, he could be in an NFL game. He had a great last game. He had 7 total tackles in the last game. And really, again, he's an underdog.
Yeah.
Each place he's gone, and he keeps making the team. I think it's a great, great thing.
Okay.
And then probably the biggest news out of the Ravens was Williamsport product, went to Connecticut. Joe Fagnagno made the Ravens as the third quarterback behind Lamar Jackson and Huntley. So that's kind of cool. I mean, and he really had a great, great preseason. He played in every game. He threw for over 200 yards in every game, a touchdown in every game. And he's confident, and we heard from him this week.
Here's Joe Fagnagno.
Pretty surreal. You know, obviously all the emotions were going pretty fast. Didn't really know what to expect when I was called into the office. So, I mean, when he told me the first time, I was still kind of, you know, I knew I had confidence in myself and, you know, the way I play, but you just never know how things are going to shake out. So it was super cool to hear that from the GM. And, you know, now I have kind of come back down to earth and realized that, you know, I got a job to do now. And that's to, you know, do whatever I can to help this team win games.
All right. Well, he's off to a great start.
Off to a great start. Good luck to all of our NFL guys.
All right, sir. We're going to talk about your Friday night rivals game of the week, Wall and Paulpack at East Stroudsburg South.
Yeah, battle of the purple teams. Both teams have purple in them, believe it or
like
not.
Like the Ravens.
And we're going to go to the purple pit in East Stroudsburg South. So two good games. Wall and Paulpack stunned last week by Honesdale in the Shrine Games 26-14. I say stunned because they beat them the last year twice.
Okay.
East Stroudsburg South beat Pittston area 50-32. They put up a lot of points. So they haven't met since 2018. That was Ed Christians last year, the legendary coach from South. And a lot of guys remember that. And they actually lost that game while Paulpack beat them 27-6. This is also the battle of the Mats.
Okay.
Both coaches. While Paulpack is Matt Naraki.
Right.
And former player. And another former player at South, Matt Waters, is the coach down East Stroudsburg South. So I talked to both coaches, so let's hear what they have to say about this week's game and about losing last week.
Bring on the Mats.
Yeah, absolutely. Surprised, disappointed in areas. But you know what? The sun came up the next day, and we're back to cleaning those things up and getting better as a team. And we still think our ceiling's a lot higher than that. We just didn't play well Friday night. We didn't win, you know, go out there and win the game. We really lost the game.
We need to stop the run. We did not do a good job with that on Friday. And Wall and Paulpack's probably watching the tape, getting pretty excited that, hey, this is a team that struggles stopping the run. And that's something that we need to correct, because Wall and Paulpack's going to line up in their pro formations, and they're going to test you early. Can you stop power?
Okay, so you wanted to talk about the two spotlight players for those games.
Yeah, I'll pick up from where Matt Walders left. They have to stop the run,
and
that's the big thing. So Eddie Kuysendahl is the big running back. I say big, he's only 5'6", but he's the running back that needs to have a big game for the Buckhorns. He had only 59 yards last week on 10 carries, so that's a big thing they have to improve with for East Stroudsburg, for Wall and Paulpack. The Cavaliers, on the other hand, have two great running backs. They're brothers, Avery Walker and Aiden Walker. One's a senior, one's a sophomore. One ran for 135 yards and 3 touchdowns. The other last week ran for 134 yards and 1 touchdown.
Wow.
So those are our spotlight players. Those are the guys that we think have to have big games for their teams to win. So we'll be live at Christian Memorial Field in East Stroudsburg South Friday night, 7 p.m. on WQNY, my TV.
Let's go quickly to your top 10. Who's playing who this week?
Okay, top 10. Number one, Southern Columbia taking on Williams Valley. Dunmore will play at Lackawanna Trail. Number three is Shamokin. They will be at Danville. Number four was North Pocono. They will be at Scranton. Number five is Jersey Shore. We'll play at Montoursville, which beat Troy last week. That's a tough game. Lakeland is at Lake Lehman. Seven is Blue Mountain at defending state champs. In 5A, Southern Lehigh, that's a huge game for the Eagles. Dallas will be at Wyoming Valley West. Number nine, Mount Carmel, they're new to the top 10.
Oh.
They'll be at Pottsville.
Okay.
And Scranton Prep lost last week in Maryland only by seven. They remain number 10. They host Trinity.
Bob, thank you, sir, and we will see you next week.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm glad to welcome my friend and colleague, Sarah Cinto, to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having
me. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. We're going to talk about pumping granite today. So you had a really fun and well-written story, I thought, that was just a great read about a Berwick woman who did something amazing. Tell me about her.
Yes, this was such a fun story to do. So Teresa Troiani, who actually happens to be a Berwick council member.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she is a lifter. And specifically, she does a lot of stone lifting, which is this niche world within the lifting world.
Mm-hmm.
And she recently traveled to Aberdeenshire, Scotland for the Donald Dinny Day Gathering,
right,
where she lifted the legendary 733-pound Dinny stones. And she's only the 21st woman on record to achieve this.
That's perfect. Up, up, yes! Yes! Yes!
Wow. Sarah, that was something else.
Yes, it's incredible. And if you watch that video, you'll hear Teresa saying, did I do it? Did I do it? She
mm-hmm.
did not. She was completely unsure if she actually managed to lift those stones up, this thing that she had been training for more than a year.
Right.
And it was really incredible to be able to go down to Berwick mm-hmm. and see her work out as she's preparing to lift another stone, the Húsafell stone in Iceland, which is right. about 410 pounds.
Okay. One thing that really struck me about your story, Teresa is 42, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And she only began lifting at 36.
Yes, absolutely. And that is an incredible thing about lifting and other sports. You know, there's this assumption that, especially in sports like the NFL, once you hit 35,
right.
you're dead, you're done. She really wants women to know that you can start doing this and it will actually help lots of health problems.
Thank you, Sarah. Folks, you can read Sarah's story on our website, WVIA.org. I'll see you next week.